Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This Sharon Moore story, the former Michigan head coach who's been not only fired, whose career has completely come apart at the seams, but who has now not only been arrested but charged with felonies, is one of the most stunning 48-hour news cycles in sports I can remember.
Wild doesn't begin to cover it.
This is made for a movie, like one of those scary Lifetime kind of movies or something. So many of you have heard some of the details, but I'm going to take people through the timeline here. Sharon Moore takes over for Jim Harbaugh when Harbaugh, even initially, when he got suspended, remember, and couldn't coach.
That's right.
Sharon Moore was the coach on that afternoon, former O-line coach who had been his right-hand man. Post-game speech, he's yelling about how much I love Jim Harbaugh, and he's got tears coming down his face. It was great television. He's yelling, cursing about Jim Harbaugh, you know, being a victim, basically. So he gets the job when Harbaugh leaves Michigan to go back to the NFL. He has $12 million still left on his deal. He's a high-paid, respected head coach in college football at a power program that was a national championship contender. That was kind of the extent of it up until this past week. I guess some of these things were floating on dark corners of the web that I didn't know about, that these rumors have been out there from people that have no real following or no credibility online but had heard little rumblings or whatever. But here's basically what happened. According to the Wall Street Journal on Friday, Michigan received a tip in October that Moore had been in a relationship with a staffer, though both Moore himself and the woman, the staffer, denied the relationship during the Michigan investigation. So they come to both of them and they go, hey, we're hearing you guys are in a relationship. Now, this was the way I've seen it and understood it. Initially, a staffer that was not directly tied to Moore, but then eventually became his personal assistant somewhere along the way. So there's videos of them, like, on the field before a game where, you know, they're talking, and she is, like, his assistant. Presumably, when Sharon Moore, who's married with three kids, when his wife calls to tell him something at his office, like, this lady answers and takes the notes down and then says, yeah, we'll have Sharon call you back, Betsy, or whatever the wife's name is. So the school then couldn't kind of crack the case. They're saying, no, we're not in a relationship. So they decide to hire an outside law firm to further investigate this supposed relationship. Clearly, I'm sure some people had some wonder, you know what I mean, when they're seeing how closely these people work together. On Wednesday, according to the same story in the Wall Street Journal, this woman tells this firm, the third-party firm hired to do this investigation, that she actually had been having a relationship with Moore for nearly 2 years until 2024, and that there were emails, texts, and phone records that prove it. So basically there was this multi-year relationship, whether it was still going until recently or not, I guess, is TBD, but she's alleging that it was cut off sometime last calendar year. Fast forward to a couple of days ago, on Wednesday afternoon, he's fired by Michigan, and they come out saying it was an inappropriate relationship. That's all we knew. So he got into a relationship had this affair with this staffer. Michigan has cracked the case through this third party, and they are firing Sharon Moore. That's just the beginning of the story, though.
That's the tip of the iceberg.
That's kind of what normally happens in these situations. Coach goes outside of his marriage, does something to break the rules. Terrible situation. You feel awful for the wife and the kids. This guy acted like an ass. This is a bad deal. And now he's going to be fired, and he'll get another job as an O-line coach somewhere in some, you know, non-P5 conference, P4 conference now, right. Next year or two, right? Yesterday afternoon, we start to get some details about him going to the home of the staffer. And he was charged this morning with third-degree home invasion, stalking, and breaking and entering. So what happened was hours after he got fired, for cause, meaning the $12 million Michigan still owes him, he doesn't get. After the school had said it had found evidence of this inappropriate relationship with this staffer, he is, allegedly, blowing up her phone with texts and calls, "You're ruining my life. You weren't supposed to say that this was happening." These are the allegations, that he's now verbally attacking her and saying, "How dare you, this was our secret," whatever. He goes to her apartment, and that's where the home invasion charge takes place, where he breaks in, supposedly. Felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison. Because there was a hearing and an arraignment already, we've got some details on what happened in that apartment that came out today. The prosecutor says that Moore and the victim, who called police right away as he was trying to get into the house on Wednesday, supposedly, had this intimate relationship for several years. Quote, "Our victim broke up with the defendant on Monday morning." So remember, she had told the investigators 2024.
Right.
This now says, "My victim broke up with the defendant on Monday," which is 2 days before he got fired. "She presented herself to the school and corroborated the fact that they had a relationship." So in Moore's eyes, I guess, this is what led to his firing, $12 million that he's not going to get. And maybe most importantly, I don't know where his priorities are, his wife, his kids, God knows what's happening with his family. The prosecutor said Moore grabbed butter knives and kitchen scissors at the woman's house, threatens to take his own life, and that his blood is going to be on the hands of this woman who he had this relationship with, saying, quote, "You ruined my life." What a insane,
unbelievable
2 days. So he is fired from Michigan, breaks into the woman's house, ends up basically threatening to take his own life. He ends up getting sent for a psychological evaluation. He is behind bars as we speak, and he's been charged with multiple felonies and could do years in prison.
What a stunning 72 hours, right? I don't have a better way to put it than that. One of the dream jobs in college sports, right? Yeah, there's high expectation. There's a lot of, weight that comes with that. You got to beat Ohio State, and you got to finish better than they have recently in the Big Ten. But goodness gracious, you take that, and descend into a place worse off than just about anybody else. You know, you have the privileged position, the best job probably in the state of Michigan, certainly, right? The highest paid state employee, I would wager, is the head coach of Michigan. You take that, the fame, the fortune, everything that comes with it, and within a fortnight or whatever, once the first leak of impropriety happens, like it's back in October, you're now not only out of a gig, which has happened, coaching scandal is nothing new, and especially in college sports, we've seen that from the stuff that now seems kind of.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Funny, paying recruits, which now we laugh, guys that were blackballed forever at college basketball, college football, for improper benefits for recruits. Now that's over. But whether it's an improper relationship, which you know has happened, certainly things happen under your charge that are disgraceful, and you get blamed for that. You can think of every coach that I'm probably talking about. So that's not, as you said, the end-all be-all, right? He would probably end up getting bumped down several levels. You know, some program that's trying to make a name for itself and get some attention could bring him in, you know, a D1AA school or some small middle-of-nowhere school, et cetera, and you could rebuild. Someone like Rick Pitino has over the last, several years since his scandals, et cetera. That could happen. You go from that to jail time, prison sentence, all allegedly, potentially, whatever I'm supposed to say, but it descended from you leave the current job that's great in disgrace, have a chance at a 2.0 to now, that's it, man. Like, that's who you are.
What a maniacal, made-for-TV, horrifying
Insane.
Thing this is. Like, Glenn Close style. Like, dude,
yep.
What are you doing?
Yep.
Wake up and smell the roses here at some point. First of all, a little accountability whenever you're prepared. How much does he preach accountability, do you think, to his team?
I bet you it comes up.
And you're out here, you know, harassing and yelling at this. It took two to tango, my friend. She's not the one married with three kids, by the way. And I'm not saying she doesn't know that or that, you know, she's not involved in this too. But there's two people here, my friend. But assuming what we know right now, the allegations, the reports, what we're seeing based on the arraignment is all true. What a fraud this guy was in every way. As the leader teaching boys to be men at Michigan and as a husband and a dad and everything else. And that part's not my business, but this is a crazy, crazy story. Like, sadly, it's not the first time that a coach is getting fired for an improper relationship. That has happened. In fact, in Michigan, in college, in the Big Ten, that has happened, right? I hate to say it the way I'm about to, but, like, that's normal stuff in sport and in college sport.
Yeah,
not, it shouldn't be, and it's not like no, all
but
the time.
It's within the not the range of acceptability, but the range of normal news. We're like, hey,
yeah,
that's bad. I've seen that before.
Exactly. That's right? That's a better way to put it. And with Sherrone Moore, maybe it's surprising because people are like, really, him? You never really know. I mean, it's not like people are walking around with a sign on their head saying, "Hey, I'm having an affair with this person that's my executive assistant or whatever." But when you hear that, you go, oh, I remember when that coach did this. I remember when that happened at this program. It has happened before. What never seems to happen after that is the guy ends up taking knives out of drawers, butter knives, by the way, which not to say that that's an important part of this story. But, I mean, what kind of state of mind is he? He's just looking for butter knives and scissors? What a scene that must have been. What a scary scene that must have been.
Bizarre.
Like, just a crazy.
I can't even imagine any of it.
The details are ridiculous on this.
Yeah.
And they're going to keep coming out, obviously. Now, the football part of this does not matter right now. But because we're a little sports show doing a little tiny sports show here, talking about sport on this little sports show we do.
Little engine that could. Talking sports.
The timing for Michigan to have an opening after all the coaches have gotten jobs and also a nightmare.
Not ideal.
From a program standpoint.
Not ideal.
They're Michigan, so they'll get their guy. My guess is, you know who I really, really like for them is the defensive coordinator with the L.A. Chargers.
Minter?
Absolutely. Jesse Minter, who's a Michigan man, whatever that means at this point. I think the Michigan man thing took a hit this week.
I think I'm all set on that phrase.
If it didn't take a hit with Jim Harbaugh and some of the stuff he got in trouble for, it really took a hit this week. But the defensive coordinator of the Chargers, Jesse Minter, would be high on my list. I'm sure they'll call Mike McDonald of the Seahawks. I don't know how much interest he'll have. He's cooking pretty good in Seattle. I think Marcus Freeman at Notre Dame, Ryan got all mad at me, but I think that's a guy I would reach out to and just gauge interest, see where
kick
he's at.
Kick the tires on because they're part of a conference, which is probably good.
Yeah, kick the tires on that. Like, hey, but they're going to get somebody either very good at the collegiate level, like a Kenny Dillingham or somebody like that, or they're going to get someone, it's probably a coordinator type that leaves the NFL to go do this.
I would call John Gruden. I know they probably won't because
he's one of the highest guys on the odds board.
Yeah, because there's an associated, you know, scandal in the rearview with him. You know, regardless of where you fell on that, just saying, I think they may not want to touch it because it would be inflammatory for some, and people won't even look at the actual story and would go nuts on you. I'm not recommending it, but that's somebody I would say, like, hey, there's a overqualified person who dreamed about being the Michigan head coach at one point in his life, who's out of work and loves coaching football. It might be pretty good for me.
Here's my question about that, though. Aren't we going in a different direction now where older star-type coaches are retiring and leaving? And does the fact that the Belichick North Carolina thing has been such a disaster hurt in your idea to go get the star NFL head coach?
That's a great point.
Because we are just in a different era where you're recruiting and then you're re-recruiting and you're re-recruiting the re-recruiting. Every year you're recruiting your own players. Does John Gruden want to do that? Now, he might actually be the guy that would because he can't get back into football. By any means necessary, you do.
And he's older than I thought. I mean, I pictured him in his 50s. He's not. He's 62.
I think he's like 64.
Yeah, he's 62. Yeah. I just looked it up. I mean, Belichick, to me, the was old 7 years ago.
Right.
You know what I mean? And now it just has continued to demonstrate that everything has passed him by and he's doing it his way.
Gruden might take the call. I mean, if the money's right, I'm sure he would.
Yeah.
So you could hire him if you put enough cash together and put it in a bag and drop it off on his porch. But I don't know if I would probably rather go get a younger ascending college coach than that. Like, just as an example, maybe people would roll their eyes at this. If you're telling me I could go hire P.J. Fleck or John Gruden, I would probably rather have P.J. Fleck. And I don't even think he would do a great job at Michigan necessarily. I'm over the mid-60s former NFL head coach thing in this era of college football.
I get that.
But they're in a bad way as a program, not just because of getting screwed over by the guy that was entrusted to run the thing.
Well, they do have the benefit of if they call, people are going to answer.
Oh,
you know
gosh.
What I mean? This isn't just, you know, Podunk State making
the blue blood,
call.
Man.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.